Welcome home, everyone. Thank you for joining in on this episode of Welcome Home with the Katinas. Welcome Home is a podcast where I, your host Josh, sit down for a conversation with different people who I admire and discuss whatever's on their mind, and especially focus on life at home in times like this. Wherever you are and however you're listening, thank you for your support, and once again, welcome home.
Do you think we need to pray?
Can you pray?
You pray.
Don't for this day, please. Let this be a good podcast in Jesus' name. Amen.
Welcome, everybody.
You left during my intro.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining in on this week's episode of Welcome Home with the Katinas. Hope everyone is having a good week, and I want to wish a happy early Mother's Day to all the mothers that are listening to the show this week. I hope you guys feel loved and celebrated, and you know that just how valuable you are to the people in your life. So thank you to all the moms out there who listen and support the show, and happy Mother's Day to my mom. I love you, Mom, and I'm thankful for you. And yeah, I know if you're not a mom, you definitely have one, and I'd encourage you, if you can, to reach out to her this weekend and let her know how much you love her. So, with that being said, today's guest is a returning guest of the show, someone who I know and love very well and very deeply. She is my lovely wife, Alexis Katina. Alexis, thank you for joining the show this week.
Thanks for having me.
I know we have a loaf of sourdough in the oven, so we have to...
We gotta speed this up.
Well, once the sourdough calls, our guests will be unavailable, so I'll get right into it, honey. Again, thank you for taking the time to do this with me. I know you have a very busy life. But I think most people who are listening probably have heard at some point, or maybe they haven't, but you and I have a lot going on right now in our lives. And one of those things, probably the biggest thing going on in our life at the moment, is that we are in the process of becoming homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people have asked me they want to hear the story or whatever. So I would like to ask you, how is it going preparing to leave the home that we've been in for the last 4 years now and move into a new house?
It's exciting. I mean, it's a time of a lot of change. Our move-in date is end of June, so it's currently the first week of May, so we have some time. But yeah, it's an exciting time.
What was the process like for you? Like, I kind of know, but I'm sure people would like to hear, like, the journey of becoming a homeowner. I know that, especially for people our age, like, who want to buy a house, it's not something that happens easily or happens by chance. There's a lot of work that goes into it. So can you kind of take us back and tell us, like, where the dream came from to be a homeowner and kind of what the journey was like for you?
I feel like we've been kind of looking at buying a house the past 2-ish years, just on and off again. And it's never really felt like the right time, or we've never found a great house that we really want to invest in or anything like that. So it's been a process. Probably beginning of February of this year, we started looking again, and we found a community near us that is doing new build houses, and we were able to find something we loved and kind of make it our own, which is fun. Pick out a lot of things for the house, so it's been a fun process.
Yeah, it's been fun. These last few months have definitely been fun. I know for me, We've been trying to do this for years, and there was definitely some points where it felt like such a far off dream for me. Maybe you didn't feel like this, but there were times where I felt like, man, there's so many things that have to go right for us to be able to buy a house where we want to buy a house, and I don't know how it's going to happen. And I really, not to over spiritualize it, but I don't think it's over spiritualizing to say that it was a God thing that mm-hmm. we were able to do this. And not to take away from a lot of hard work that went into it, but I, at the end of the day, God really came through for us and continues to come through for us. And yeah, I don't know how it would have happened if it weren't for, there were just many times where I had to surrender to God, say, God, I don't really see a way that this is going to work, but I know that you have a plan for us, and it definitely has worked out like that for us.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking forward to most once we move in? What do you want to do with the house? What's the thing that you can't wait to do?
I don't know. I feel like being able to decorate and paint and do whatever we want to the house is exciting. I think one of the things, not the most thing I'm excited for, but one of the things I'm most excited for is seeing Roscoe get a yard
mm-hmm.
and run around in the backyard. He's looking at me right now. He loves the word yard.
I'm already looking forward to whenever we have to record a podcast. I can throw him out there and say, I'll be back in an hour, Roscoe.
We're never going to see him again.
Nope. Enjoy him while you can, listeners. We'll hear his little paws running through the studio. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that too. It brings me joy seeing you get to plan things for the house, and like we got to, it's like you said, it's a new build, so we got to go in and kind of like pick out a lot of the things for the house, like the bricks and the stone and the floors and countertops and cabinets, and I'm forgetting a lot of them, but we got to pick all of that, and mm-hmm. I had a lot of fun just watching you get to do that.
Yeah, I enjoy doing that kind of stuff.
Have you always enjoyed that?
Yeah, but I mean, I haven't really had like a space to be able to do it.
Well, I feel like even in the house that we're in right now, we're renting, so you're limited in what you can do. But I feel like you know what you want when it comes to decorating the house and how you want things to feel and look. Mm-hmm. Have you always been like that? Or do you think that's something that has developed later on in your life?
I feel like it's kind of developed. Like the more I've learned, and I guess like the more I've been on social media, I follow like a lot more interior designers and that kind of thing, so I've been able to like grow what I like and see different things that I like, so it's kind of grown over time.
Yeah, it's definitely a gift, I think, that you have. And you also have some design in your blood. I know your mom designs homes. Do you think you get any of it from her?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, growing up, I've seen my mom, she's an architect, so she doesn't really do the interior design portion, but, like, seeing all the beautiful houses she's designed and the way that they've decorated and all of that, I think has definitely influenced me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so that's the house story for those of you who have been asking me. And I'm sure I'll give you an update in the next few months. Whenever we move in, I'm sure I'll announce that I'm recording from the new studio. Alexis has graciously allowed me to have a room for recording in the house. So I'm looking forward to that. One thing that we kind of skipped over, but I probably shouldn't have, honey, is that just a few weeks ago, you celebrated a birthday.
I did.
And I love celebrating you. I wished you happy birthday on the podcast. I don't know if you heard.
I did.
Did you really? Okay. how as you start a new year of your life, you're in the still in the first month of year 27.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking forward to about being 27? What's like, do you have any goals for this year of your life or any changes you want to make, or just has turning another year triggered any new thoughts in your mind?
I mean, the biggest thing on my mind has been moving, so I feel like that's kind of taken over my mindset.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't goal casted for 27 yet.
Let's do it.
I don't know. So I have been dabbling in running. I know when I turned 26, I ran my first 5K.
Uh-huh.
So that was a big deal for me, which I'm sure that's not like a big feat for a lot of people.
Oh, I think it is. There's not many. Well, I don't know how many people have run a real 5K before, but that's not nothing.
Yeah, it was my first like organized race.
And you crushed it.
It was really fun.
Did we talk about, have you been on the show since all that happened?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, yeah, you did run a 5K last year in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. On, what's it called?
The 4th of July.
Yeah, on the 4th of July. And it was really fun. It was on Coronado Island.
Yeah.
And I ran it with your dad.
Yeah, that was a sweet thing to watch. So running, do you have any running goals for this year?
So my next goal, I think, is going to be a half.
Half?
Marathon.
Wow. And that's what, 13 miles?
I think it's like 13.1.
So just another 10 miles.
Yeah.
On top of your 5K.
I say that now, and once I start training, I don't know. But I do want to, like, run another race. Yeah. I'm not positive what it will be, but I feel like that's, like, the next step. I guess a 10K is technically the next step, but we'll see.
Nice. Okay, so we'll pencil that one in, half marathon. any other, like, physical goals that you could think of that you have? No? What about, what's like maybe a hobby or something, or like a hobby or pastime that you've always wanted to get into that you never have, or you did, but you didn't really fully commit? Is there anything that sticks out to you there?
I mean, you mentioned it in the beginning, but I am starting my sourdough journey.
Yes.
Over again.
It is a journey.
Yeah, I mean, a few years ago, I got a starter from my friend Liz. And for those that don't know, sourdough is a bread that is made with a live, like, culture. It's a live thing that you have to keep alive and feed, and you have to feed your starter and keep it alive. So I got some starter from my friend Liz, and I made a few loaves, and they were great, and then I kind of just gave up on it, and my starter's been in a coma in the fridge for a few years. But now I just recently brought it out of its slumber.
Yeah.
And we are making bread again.
Fun.
So if anybody wants a loaf of sourdough, let me know.
Yeah, if you're coming to Nashville for the reunion, Alexis will be selling loaves.
Loaves and fishes.
There you go. That's fun. I think that's a good goal. Do you have any, what's the ideal place that you, like, if you became, I guess, is there like an end game for the sourdough journey for you?
I feel like I just want to be more comfortable in, like, the whole time frame of it, because it's a whole, like, 24-hour process.
Yeah.
And right now I'm still, like, trying to get the timing right on when to stretch and stretch the dough and let it rise and ferment and all of that. So eventually I think I want to get more comfortable with that, and then maybe introduce some flavors, like jalapeno cheddar, cranberry walnut. I don't know. We'll see, but.
Well, I will happily taste test anything that you make.
I do know there are people that like make sourdough and sell in like local stores, like storefronts. Uh-huh. I mean, that could be something, but I don't know. It's just me in our kitchen, so I don't know if that's on the horizon yet, but we'll see.
Anything else as far as hobbies go?
I don't think so.
Okay, so we have a half marathon. We want to be more comfortable in our sourdough rhythm. What about like spiritual goals? Do you have any kind of goals for your faith or your walk with the Lord?
I think I started this new devotional recently that is encouraging me to look at the things around me and see where I see God in the things around me. So rather than like being so internal, like God is working on this in my life personally or this in my relationships, I feel like I need to be more aware of like the bigger picture or the things around me.
Yeah.
Just like in everyday stillness, if that makes sense.
I think it does. Like, can you give an example of like an area of your life where you maybe are seeing God more than you used to, or you're more aware of him?
Like even just on my drives to work and stuff, one of the lines in the devotional is, it's okay to feel small because God is so much bigger than you can imagine him. And especially with like social media right now, everybody wants to be the center of attention and like everybody wants to be a big presence and draw attention to themselves. But really, the Lord already has all of that. Like, it's better for us to be small. It's okay to feel small. So like even on my drives to work, I've tried to like pay more attention to like the trees blooming and the different seasons and like the wildlife I see, like kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just realizing that like I'm such a small part of this, but it's okay to feel small.
I love that. I think I could probably work on that as well. And I think definitely the times in my life that I look back on where I feel like I was closest to the Lord are the times where I'm seeing him in places that maybe I'm not, you wouldn't typically expect to see the Lord, if that makes sense. So I love that. What's the devotion called?
I have to look. Okay. I just started it like the beginning of this month, so like a week ago.
Very cool. All right, so we've got just a quick review. You want to run a half marathon, better sourdough life, and then your new devotion that you just started. Let me ask you, this will be a fun one. What's like one, I'll have two more questions for you. What's like one really fun thing that you want to do this year of your life? It could be a trip or an experience or anything. Is there like a fun thing that you just want to say, yeah, I've done that? That I guess like a bucket list item that you could check off this year.
That's hard. I don't know.
Come on.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I'm sure you have something. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when I ask you that question?
Like traveling somewhere, but I don't know where. I mean, we always talk about planning trips, but
give me a top
three. I want to go. I've spent time in Europe, but I want to go back and take you because I know you've never been. So maybe going back to Europe, doing somewhere in Europe I've never been. I don't know.
Pick a place you've never been before.
I think Spain would be fun.
Spain.
Or I've been to Italy, but I'd like to do the southern part of Italy. I never did the coast, so, or even like the south of France, somewhere along those lines. A beach in Europe somewhere, because okay. I've never done the beaches.
So we'll add South Italy to your list for year 27.
Great.
All right, last one. As you look forward to this next year of your life, honey, is there a word or a phrase that you kind of want to carry with you throughout this year?
That's hard. I feel like this year I want to maybe create more. I think like in the past, and still something I'm working on, is like I like to perfect things and get good at things before like I do them head on. So I feel like I want to be more creative without being scared of like not doing something perfect.
Yeah.
Or like being the best at something.
I love that. Create.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's beautiful. And I think what I know about you, I agree with you that I know you like to be the best and you like to be excellent, which I think that's a great quality to have. But I definitely think you shouldn't hold back, because I think you have a lot to offer people. And I'm lucky enough to get to see it more than most. But I want you to know I'm excited for this year for you. And I love you so much. I'm really proud of you and the woman. I think we were saying, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. We've known each other now for like, we're coming up on 10 years
mm-hmm.
From when we first met. And I think the girl that I met 10 years ago would be really proud of who you are right now. And I haven't done this in a while, but there is a tradition on the show where we leave people with an encouraging word. And since you're my wife, I would love to leave you with an encouraging word to end this show. And I just want to let you know that I see you, and I see how beautiful you are inside and out, and how perfectly God has made you. And I consider it such a gift to be able to see you in the ways that I do. Your tenderheartedness, your grace, your joy, they're all things that I think I didn't even realize when we first met how important they would become to me. But as I've had the privilege of getting to know you over these last 10 years and getting to marry you almost 4 years ago now, those things have become more and more apparent to me every day, just how special you are. And I know you're my wife, so I have to say those things, but I really do mean that. And I hope you feel encouraged. I know you don't come on the show that often, but I wanted to make sure that it might be a while before you're on again. I wanted to make sure you left feeling encouraged. So I love you, honey. And I really appreciate who you are, and I appreciate you coming on the show.
I love you. Thank you.
I'm really excited for this next year for you, and I'm excited to move into our new house.
We're homeowners.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. All right. Well, you are welcome on the show anytime. You know where it is. So
okay.
Come back soon. Don't stay as long
as
you did.
If I were
last time.
On every other week, they wouldn't be as special.
I think people would be fine with that. I know I would.
Love you.
I love you. To those of you listening, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back with more episodes soon. And one last time, happy Mother's Day.